Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
You may be seated. So every year as Easter approaches, my social media feed, by which I mean Facebook because I'm old, ends up filled with people celebrating and observing the fact that it was women who were the first recipients of the news of Jesus' resurrection. And most years, I'm just on board. Yeah, it was. But this year, for some reason, it started to get under my skin. And the reason it was getting under my skin is because I was frustrated that it was being presented as some kind of surprise, as some kind of radical statement that the first witnesses to the resurrection could possibly be women. Now, I do have some idea as to why. I just think it says more about us than it does about Jesus or his community or his culture. Because, really, why wouldn't it have been women? Or at least these women? Or, as told in the Gospel according to John, which we just heard, this one particular woman. Because women in the community of Jesus' followers were not there just as tokens of their gender. They were not present just to serve as object lessons in women's full humanity and participation in the life of the body of Christ. These women were people. People who had relationships with Jesus. People who had answered a call to provide for his ministry and to build a community of belonging and love at his side. People who believed him and trusted him and followed him. Distinct, particular people. And one of these particular people was a woman named Mary Magdalene, who, like Simon Peter, seems to have had a prominent role in the community of Jesus' followers. As with the rest of the disciples, regardless of gender, we don't really know much about her for sure. But allow me to paint a likely picture. She came to Jesus in search of healing. And the Gospel according to Luke tells us that she was freed of 7 demons. 7. A number that suggests her suffering had been all-consuming. She became a supporter of Jesus' ministry, suggesting she had financial resources at her disposal. And she traveled with Jesus and the rest of his followers. Tradition has it that her name, Mary Magdalene, points to her likely hometown, the city of Magdala. But there is another possibility to explore, too. Now, we know that Jesus loved a nickname. Simon becomes the Rock. Thomas is called the Twin. James and John are the Sons of Thunder. And we know that Jesus enjoyed a bit of wordplay, although you do need to read Greek to see it. So I'm going to ask you to just trust me on that one. And Magdalene would be a great nickname, right in Jesus' dad humor wheelhouse, because it can do double duty. Magdalene means both from Magdala, and it can also mean like a tower. The Rock, the Twin, the Sons of Thunder, and the Tower. Nicknames chosen by Jesus in affection and with accuracy, revealing something of the character of his closest friends and followers. Mary the Tower, a survivor of great suffering, who knew firsthand what it meant to be set free, a devoted supporter of Jesus' ministry, materially and spiritually. A leader of her community, named first in every list she is on in the Gospels. A woman who bore witness to the crucifixion, to the public execution of her teacher, her Lord, the one who made her whole. So it should be no surprise that Mary went to the tomb that morning. She went not in hope, but in grief, looking not for Jesus, whom she believed to be dead, but for strength. She was the tower, after all, the one that others looked to, whose faith and commitment was an example to follow. She needed to be ready for the hard days to come. And so she went to the tomb. But she was not ready for what she found. For she found a stone rolled away and a missing body. The tower is shaken. Overcome with grief and confusion and fear, Mary weeps. Looking now only for Jesus, she cries. They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid them. Jesus is lost. Mary is lost. Until Mary hears her name on Jesus' lips once more. Just that, Mary. And Mary, who was lost, is found. Rabboni, teacher, she answers. And the tower is restored. Restored to faith and hope and strength and work. Mary the tower becomes the first apostle, bearing the remarkable news to the others, I have seen the Lord. This is why Mary was the first to encounter the risen Lord, because she was the tower. And so she went to the tomb that morning, and she stayed in that sad and scary place long enough to find Jesus. Long enough for Jesus to find her and restore her to fullness of life and send her back to proclaim the good news and continue being the tower she was created to be. Because Mary was Mary. This was her resurrection story, her story of being found by Jesus when she thought all was lost. And there are as many resurrection stories as there are people in need of resurrection. Because Jesus is arisen, death is defeated, and love and life have triumphed, and not only on that wild, confusing first day, but every day. Which means that resurrection is built into the way that God has ordered creation. Hope triumphs over despair, joy over sorrow, life over death, on the first day, on the last day, and every day in between, even when we can't see it. The world is full of resurrection stories. So what, I wonder, is your resurrection story? When you find yourself weeping at the tomb, or locked in the upper room, or left out of the good news, or shaken with fear, when you find yourself wondering if you will ever be yourself again, know that Jesus will find you. Jesus will speak your name and you will be restored to life. It might happen bit by bit over years. It might happen suddenly and all at once as it did for Mary. It will happen over and over again. Maybe it is happening. It is happening right now. Jesus, gently and patiently calling you, healing and strengthening and restoring you to yourself so that you might continue being the particular, gifted, beloved person you were created to be. You do not have to be Mary the Tower to see the risen Lord. You do not have to be Peter the Rock or Thomas the Twin. You simply need to be you, searching for Jesus and willing to be found by Jesus, and ready to bring the good news back to the rest of us who I guarantee will always need to hear it. I have seen the Lord. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed.
Alleluia.